Blog Talk Radio.
Of the corn.
It is Tuesday. It has been one of those days all day long. And I heard y'all had fun this morning without me.
Yes, there was fun to be had. It was good and dirty.
I missed it. I'm going to have to go back and listen.
You don't want to hear that.
Was it that bad?
You don't want no parts of that drama that went on this morning. No, there was not drama. Woo!
Wow.
Joe is apparently waiting on us. You know what, Joe? It is one of those days all day long. So I'm opening up the chat room if you're listening. You can come on in here in a minute. You know what? I was totally spaced out right before the show. I mean, I was gone. I have no recollection of the last half hour at all.
Wow.
None. I don't
know. No
recollection. I looked up
no
and I was like, oh, my God.
I can't even say it. That's fine. I kind of got lost with watching the time. I was playing APB.
Yes.
And I was running around in that game. If anybody who was there playing with me is listening, same type of clothes I was wearing there, totally wearing real life. Just panties and a shirt.
You know what?
Hey, it's nighttime.
That was more information than we needed to have. Really?
And barefoot, too.
Are you going in the kitchen and getting pregnant, too? Is that how we roll in tonight?
Hey, sure, why not? That could be fun.
Ah, so.
Awesome.
Well, for those of you who don't know, it'd be Tuesday.
It does be Tuesday. It is Pixinista with, Gamer Girls Radio. So welcome, welcome, welcome. That lovely lady you're hearing over there is Miss Corey Gaminatrix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm more than good.
Awesome. Oh, yeah?
Word.
Are you behind that?
No, there's no story.
Oh, okay.
not this time.
Aw. And, of course, I am, who am I? I am Ginger. That's who I am. I'm a little spaced. I'm still adrenaline rushing from, I won't say I was killing anybody. I killed a couple.
Yes, you were. You know you were. You were punching old ladies in the face like nobody's business. You know you were.
Yeah. A friend of mine was actually trying to mug somebody, and I came up behind him and shot the guy. What?
Lord have mercy.
Well, that's fine. He returned the favor, and he shot me. So
was this a player? Was this a player cop or was this a NPC?
Oh no, it was three of us. It was two of my friends and me, and we were all playing criminals. And I had just respawned and had run up to where he'd spawned, and he was mugging some guy in the middle of the street. So I shot the guy, so he couldn't get any of the goods. So then my friend turned around and shot me.
Oh, your friend shot you?
Yes, my friend shot me.
The betrayal.
It was so much fun. We were both just laughing. Actually, he was calling me a couple of choice names, but, that's fine. It's fine.
That's not fine. Cutting children's food.
It was awesome. All right, so I guess they did come here for Pixinista. I have it.
We got to share with the peoples.
Let me share the screen with the peoples. All right, so, if I can get the chat room to come open.
What chat room? Oh, I was like, what chat room? Where? Why? How? When?
That chat room. Blog Talk Radio. Shut up, lady.
I'm multitasking. So if you are listening to Pixinista and you cannot get into the chat room, you're probably like, how the hell do they do this? Because we are who we are.
Hey, Dark.
Hey, he's waving in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ginger, speaking of dressing like your character, have you noticed that you changed the way you dress now?
I would say I haven't, but I have, and I know I have. I'm actually trying to open up my Flickr. Most of my characters always redhead. I started dyeing my hair red before Second Life, even. So I guess it was WoW when I created Ginger and made her a redhead. So it was WoW? So before WoW. Anyways, may have been Dark Age Camelot. I started going with red hair, and then I started dyeing my hair red. The clothes, not really changed. Maybe the accessories a little bit, more jewelry. Of course, now that, you know, we're doing more of this, I've started becoming more girly, doing my hair, doing my makeup, and some of the hairstyles have actually been stolen from Second Life. I'll say stolen, copied from Second Life.
Stolen?
Yes. So,
Ginger,
uh-huh.
You do know you're not sharing your screen with anybody because you haven't given us the link. You do know that, right?
I put it in the chat room.
What chat room? Where, baby?
Why didn't it? Here we go.
What are we going to do with that?
I know I did.
What are we going to do with that, Ginger?
Yeah, I'm definitely not dressing like that. So let me move these things on. I don't know. What are some of the things that I've started to do? Definitely the red hair. Maybe the eye makeup a little bit more. Trying to kind of copy that a little bit. What about you? Have you changed how you dress?
I think I have gotten... Well, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer for me. Because, you know, I couldn't afford to dress the way my avatars dress for True. For True, because, you know, evening gowns are not cheap. But
Yeah, definitely a true story there.
But
you know what? I can open these up by sets. And
but my shoe fetish is the same real world as it is here. I have, and I don't even have a large collection of shoes. I have an odd collection of shoes. I buy crazy, ostentatious shoes that I may or may not ever wear, but I love to post and share pictures of them. That is the fun part of my little experiments, is that I love to buy those shoes. You saw my blue shoes, and there is a pair of Joel Maddens that I'm getting. Some people are like, what the hell is Joel Maddens? There's some Joel Maddens. If you don't know who that is, you can look him up online. He's a designer. I love my designers. But I am going to get them at Ross. They were on sale for $34.99, and they are red. And no, I cannot walk in them. But as I say, they're made for falling on people, not for walking. So I got to say, I do. I don't. I'm trying to think of all my characters. I usually borrow some element of myself to put in the characters. Like all of my Into the Matrix characters had the same hairstyle I used to have years ago, where my hair was cut really, really short. And the orange, her hair was orange, but that was the color my hair was when I was playing Into the Matrix. Yes, I'm all about some orange. I'll give it a
yes. I've noticed. And if anybody's ever visited GameMatrix.com, they've noticed. You love yourself some more.
One of my favorite colors, oranges and reds.
That is definitely your color.
Yeah, oranges and reds are my colors. So
are you here?
I'm still here. Can you hear me, baby?
Okay, yeah. You got quiet. All right, well, this picture that I'm showing here, this kind of, I would totally wear this. I wear some tank tops like this, little strappy, loose tank tops. Shorts, and I definitely go for the pigtails quite a bit.
Yes,
and
you do. You had your pigtails when I saw you the other day. They're very cute.
Yes, yes. I had my pigtails the other day.
Yes, and I yanked them.
You did. I know, I actually pulled up a picture, of course, first thing in the morning, people, and I'm tired as hell, so don't, like, judge. But, yeah, I had pigtails. You can't really tell in that one, but I did have pigtails.
Oh, yes, I remember that picture. Ginger looked like she's about to pass out.
It was way too early in the morning.
It was not early.
Was it before noon? It was early.
It was not early. Freaking
so early.
Anyway.
So early.
Freaking
tired. Yeah, but no, I definitely go with the pigtails quite a bit. I happen to love that top. If I could find that top in real life, I'd wear that. I'd wear the hell out of that. You and several others have mentioned that my facial features somewhat resemble real life. I don't know. I had the pink streaks in my hair the other day, too, which I took from Second Life.
Now, do you, because I know you got a few, well, I don't know how many avatars you got. I got like 7. But do you try to make them look like you?
No. Ginger was just kind of a fluke. I didn't even realize it until I think you and my best friend actually kind of pointed it out. But no, my other one's an elf, and she's dark hair, and no, her face looks completely different. So, no, I don't try to make them look like me at all. I think Ginger was just kind of, I don't know, like I said, a fluke. Maybe it was in the back of my head, but it wasn't an active thing.
Mm-hmm. You made her look like you on purpose. We know.
Totally. No, but, I always go with redheads. No matter what the game, if I can have a redhead, they're always going to be redheads. I do try to make them look more feminine looking. Feminine looking. But beyond that, no. I mean, I wear sweaters and stuff during, you know, when I can, so I like sweaters. The whole, I don't know, I can't see if we can see these pants. I have pants like these. I do not wear heels, though. I've been wearing heels more often, though. But rarely do I actually wear heels. But this haircut, too, this little hairstyle, I wear. And I actually took this one from Second Life.
Now, my Corey mirror character does... Well, she did. My hair has grown out since then. But I went and got it cut like that because I thought it was so cute. Ginger, why are you flashing us all the BT Radio page? She is just all over the place.
Oh, because I was trying to look at the chat room. No, I did not get the shoes. I would love to have those shoes, but those shoes are $60 for those. And
what, are you, the ones we were looking at over there?
No, he found me some Converse ones, which are just as awesome. But they're Super Mario Brothers, which is even more awesome. But they want like $65 for them. It's kind of like, I don't know if I want to spend $65 for Converse. I hike a lot, and I walk a lot, and I'd like to have them in, like, a sneaker that I can actually use, you know?
I see your point.
Yeah.
No, I don't really.
No, not really.
Oh, God. What is with the texting? You people are going nuts. My phone is actually full. Remember I told you that before the show. Why is my phone full? I'm going to need for y'all to calm down with the texting. Okay, apparently. because I'm evil. Okay, so more about this business. I don't now Ginger, would you dress like this if you could get away with it all the time?
If I could get away with it and if I had the money to fund my wardrobe like this in real life, oh hell yes. Like this outfit right here, I like this. I like the loose sweater. I actually have some of those. And the loose pants, I like those too. That hairstyle, I can't quite pull off. I don't know what the deal is. I don't even like it on my avatar, really.
This one right here?
Yeah.
That is not for yours or my face shape. We have similar shaped faces. This is not a good hairstyle for us. This is people with long faces because they can cut in half. We can't do that. But I like that look.
Yeah, I do too. I do. And I've been, actually, like the Achievement Hunter bracelet I am wearing right now. I've been wearing that. I've been wearing my other bracelet that I got.
Is that in the store, Ginger?
The Achievement Hunter bracelet?
No, that picture. Is that in the store? Or is that in your house?
That was in my house.
Because I was looking at the floor like, that looks familiar.
It does look familiar. But no, that was in my house. In my house. I had to think about it for a second, but that is inside my house. But no, I guess so. Some of the Second Life style has definitely worn off into real life. I actually noticed, because when we started this, I am not a girly girl. I throw jeans and a t-shirt on, and I'm usually good to go. But since we started doing this, I have noticed when I'm shopping, I'm actually thinking more about, does this go together? Does this work? You know, ooh, if I go get a belt or something, you know, a big chunky necklace, that'd be great with it.
You know, I started all this, oh, God, said I created a monster, and I
and
like her.
That would never have gone through my head before.
I did this to her, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And what did you tell me when you started work for the site? I do not like clothes. I am not a girly girl. I will not be doing that. No, I don't think so, girl. I should have bet you some money.
Yeah, you would have won because now I love it. I shop way too much. I love to shop. I'm constantly watching, especially inside Second Life. Everybody comes in and they're like, oh, it's so expensive. How do you do this? If you're patient and if you're willing to read blogs and you're willing to sign up for groups and watch the group chats, you can find good skin, good hairs, good clothes, shoes, everything for free or for relatively cheap. And, you know, while you're watching those and you're kind of bored, you want to hang out with some people, just, you know, shoot the shit while you're working in the background, go to a club that has these contests, dress in whatever color it is, and just stand there and dance like they want you to do.
Now, here's the other thing. How would you say, how easy it is for you to, how easy is it for you to find some of this stuff in the real world?
For me, I live in a small town, so relatively hard unless I want to shop online. But then you run the chance of, you know, it being poor quality, not being the right size, all this other fun stuff.
So question is, would you buy? Would you shop at a store that had nothing but gamer stuff?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. When I do find stores that have gamer stuff, I go there and I buy the stuff that I want. I love my geek shirts. I am one of those horrible geeks that will wear the shirts with stupid little sayings on them because they make me giggle.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, like Hastings is the only one in town right now that I can think of that has geeky gamer clothing. And, yeah, I've bought some shirts from there, which I think is just, I actually bought a Hello Kitty shirt that's some take on Hello Kitty, but it's Hello Nerdy or something like that.
So. Now, we used to have, we still have a shop called Hot Topics that sells a lot of gamer gear and, of course, online. You have a ton of stores, but they generally don't really cater
to the more adult crowd.
They just don't cater to women, period. Everything is T-shirts. I told you, I'm still waiting to see Versace do like a PS Vita case or something. You know?
Oh, my God, that'd be hot.
Yes, it'd be expensive.
I mean, I'll tell you, my wallet I'm rocking, I don't know if you saw it when we were at RTX.
Okay.
My little Walmart, it came from little Mario...
No,
handbag, clutch-looking thing.
Let me make you really mad before you even finish that sentence. Remember our little friend Danger? Remember the Halo party that you missed?
Uh-huh.
Every bag that they gave out had something different in them. Hers had a Halo wallet in it.
Tell her she owes me. She owes me.
I swear she was about to get mugged. Halo wallet, ladies and gentlemen. 343, they do know how to give swag.
I cannot believe I missed that.
I can't believe I didn't get that bag.
No kidding, man. I would have tackled her. It'd have been on. I'd have been like, no. No, we're going to switch right here, and you're not going to say nothing. You're going to give it to me, and you can walk out here on your own power.
You can get your legs broke, or you can hand that over.
Exactly. Halo wallet? Oh, my God.
You decide. Legs broke, or you can give me the wallet.
Which one you want.
What you want to do, girl. The bad thing is about that is the companies now, this is a whole market that's missing, and I'm still looking for the girls who can actually design clothes, or maybe you need some pointers from us because, you know, you can come and ask us. We'd be more than happy to help you that design some clothing that is gamer-centric. Look, as I say this, somebody's already drawing out the plans. And start selling it for two women. Women gamers are no different than any other women other than we would like some gamer embellishments on our clothes. We need to be stylish.
Exactly. I mean, cause like this whole shirt that I have right here that she's wearing in the picture. It's stylish, but yet it's got the whole mustache thing on it, which makes it kind of geeky and funny, and yeah, I like it.
Now, prime example, Miss Brooklyn, who... I don't know if Brooke is still with the Frag Dolls, but you all know Brooklyn is a Frag Doll.
Redhead, right?
No, Brooklyn's a tall, leggy one.
Okay.
But Brooklyn has a couple pictures where she's got on a Miss Pac-Man necklace, and she's like, this is my bling. If we had some of that, I can't see who wouldn't buy it. I can't see what woman wouldn't want to have that.
Exactly. Brooklyn, I ever see you and you're wearing that, you're going down.
Oh, honey.
Going down, baby.
Oh, honey. She knows.
Pac-Man.
She knows. Wait a minute.
You know my obsession for Pac-Man?
No, I don't think she will. She's just as obsessed. Okay, now we got to get off the subject of this, because now I need to talk bad about some people.
Who are we talking bad about?
I'm going to have to visit the marketplace, because I can't, have to illustrate. I have to illustrate how bad this is. Remember, if you are not playing Second Life, you can always find us. You can find Corey Muir, Corey Mills. I won't give out Ginger's names because,
Ginger Ghost Star.
She may not want her names given out.
Ginger Ghost Star.
And then again, she might, as you see there.
Ginger Ghost Star. Come find me. I ain't scared. Mostly you're going to find me AFK with, cute little messages in my way thing. So.
See, y'all be afraid. Okay. We need to talk about some bad, horrible, hideous, fashionable things that came out in Second Life. I'm going to ask you, Miss Ginger, because you have been around and about. That's not what I was going to tell you. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you this. Let me back up. Y'all know how I'm all over the place because it's late and I've had too much coffee. I found someone who's going to be teaching me how to make the mesh. And she actually showed me a wasabi pill hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls it jointed or something like that. And when it's jointed, that's not the word that she used, but it's whatever it is it's two in two pieces. And it still looks the same, but when you move, it actually lays on your shoulder like it's supposed to and moves with you. And it has just a little bit of flex, just enough to make it look like real hair.
Wasabi?
She designs stuff, so she understands how the mesh works, but she took the wasabi hair and she broke it up. However, she broke it up and put it back on, it actually lays against your skin. It doesn't bleed into the skin. It doesn't stick out from the skin. It just lays right across her little boobs. And when she turned her head, it fell back over the shoulder.
That is hot.
I forgot what she called it, though. It's something to do with jointed or hooked or something like that. We also went over how. She gave me some beginning lessons on mesh and some bunch of tutorials. She's like, it's not that hard. If you can make those shoes, you can do it. You can do this.
Wow. So before I meet some most amazing people.
Well, I've been knowing her. I know her girlfriend.
Oh.
For some years. So I just met her, but I've been knowing her girlfriend for 3 years in Second Life. So she's awesome. She was pulling out all kinds of stuff she made. I don't understand people like that in Second Life that don't actually use their talent to earn money. They just like to make it so they can wear it. I understand there's a joy in being able to make it, but do you know about the money?
But that's a whole other thing, open up a store and all of that,
No, but we actually enjoy what we do. I just haven't been able to get back in there. I actually love making the baby shoes. I get such a kick out of it, especially when they're buying them. I go, you hear me every time. I go, somebody bought a shoe.
Right?
I'm all excited. Somebody bought something. They like it.
Oh, here we go. This one's probably closer to what I actually wear. Silly stains on my shirt. And if I could find, jewelry like that that doesn't look like complete crap, I would totally wear that.
See, that's the issue. There's none of that. Well, it exists somewhere. They're just probably so small, we will not find it on
stuff like they've made for, the little teeny boppers. And I'm like, no, I want something that's made of good quality materials. I know I'm older and I want to wear this, but I want it made out of nicer materials. It's going to last. It's going to look nice.
Wait, now let me just make you squeal and go all into the high register. And I just found these girls. I'm assuming they're girls because it's, usually guys don't get this. Are you ready for the changer? I want you to put this up on the screen. I want you to put that up and take a look. Just at the feed that's going there. Some of this is awesome.
Well, as soon as it opens, I will put it up. Do, do, do. Oh, don't tell me it's trying to use Firefox. Oh, I hate Firefox. Why did you go back to the Firefox?
Didn't I say copy-paste? Woman, copy-paste!
I will from now on. No, I was lagging yesterday, and it asked me, do you want to start using Firefox as your main viewer again? No. And apparently I hit yes instead.
to make it your default browser?
Yeah, apparently. Make your default browser. No, I don't want to.
Now.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew you would go nuts. I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, my God. Can we make this scroll faster?
When you put your mouse over, it'll stop. But do you see what I... This is good. It looks good quality anyway. For all I know, it could be plastic. But I'm assuming it's metal.
I would hope it's good quality because, wow, look at the access granted one. Oh, my God. The crosshair jewels thingy right there. I want that.
Do you see the elven one? Or the broken string? It's a ring. It's not a... Because I would think it's a bracelet. I like it better as a bracelet, actually.
The silver and gold one right there?
Yeah, I would like it better as a bracelet than a ring.
It's not like a puzzle piece? Does it go together? Does it come apart?
I can't tell. It looks like it's two rings like you'd have one, you know, give one half to your sweetie.
Oh, they call it a cyber age ring.
Yeah, see, it looks like it should come apart. It's beautiful. And they do sizing, as you see there.
Mm-hmm.
And they quote you a price. Oh, look at that.
The real bond that will be forged between man and machine, the bond that will transform the two to become greater than just the sum of their parts. A new alliance will be forged here.
Okay, look at that. That is white gold and yellow gold.
And,
10K.
Uh-huh.
14K. Nice.
Yes. It's the materials 18K yellow and white palladium gold.
Mm-hmm.
String is also available in 10 and 14 karat gold.
Rigged! That's what it's called. Rigged. Rigged mesh. Rigged. Thank you. Oh, God. That was bothering me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to yell it out. Okay, that has nothing to do with this jewelry. But this is good quality stuff, unfortunately, that these people don't get to go out to RTX. And you have a couple of companies I've kind of spotted around on the web that's looking for funding. And of course, Etsy always has nice jewelry, but you take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You take a chance with Etsy. But we need some fashion and it can't be done by the guys. Sorry.
Mm-mm. I mean, unless you're really, really good, but no, mainly I want some girly, geeky, high quality jewelry. Some bling.
Really?
I do. I would love for them to go in and go into Second Life. Ask me. I don't care. I'll show you. There are certain creators that they make beautiful, gorgeous stuff that I would love to have to wear outside of Second Life. Actually, just amazing. And, you know, we've actually seen this. I wish I could find the store now, but there is a store inside Second Life that is teamed up with a real-life store. They make dresses and real-life dresses. And then in Second Life, the store sells the copies of them. So you can dress your avatar just like you.
I remember seeing that when you showed it to me. It was,
I can't remember who it is now.
I wanted to say it was Vogue, but it was not. It was a real store. And now take a look at that. This is what we don't have enough of. You really have to hunt really hard to find these. See that Tetris dress? That's actually a nicely done one.
Oh, see, that's nice. I like that.
A Tetris belt and some shoes. And it could just be plain shoes, or they could be pink, or they could be blue.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, I saw, and I can't find the link now. I was looking for it earlier. Somebody had a link up the other day. They bought some patent blue shoes at, like, Target. Blue heels at Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought... a comic. There we go. Oh, my God. Words are falling out of my head. I'm losing them just left and right. It's a black hole in here. Anyways, they took a comic and they cut it up. They cut out the words, like the bam and the bangs and all the hits. And they took out some of the pictures and the pretty colors and they cut them up. And then they took Mod Podge and they glued them to the heel of that shoe, the heel and the sole of this blue heel.
Ooh.
Yes. And then they put some kind of lacquer over it, again, once it was finished. This thing was gorgeous, just to die for. I loved it. I loved it. And if I could buy heels, because they said it took them 8 hours to do that, I'm not going to do that. I do about the first 10 minutes of it and get completely flipping bored and just drop it and never pick it back up. I know me. I have several projects around my house that I've never finished for this exact reason. I get distracted and bored quite easily. So, yeah, if somebody were to make this kind of thing and make it available to me to where I could buy it fairly easy.
Wait, I'm going to show you. Totally wear. I'm going to show you some more. This one I'm trying not to squeal over because we ran across a girl, or I did, at RTX that actually had that Triforce necklace.
Yes, I saw something like that. Dangerous page. Do I want to open this?
Dangerous page. Yes, it's okay.
Still want to? Yes, open blocked page. Y'all saw it, people. If I get some kind of virus, it's Corey's fault.
Why is it got to be my fault? What I did?
I don't know. Oh, they did. All right. The Triforce necklace I saw at RTX was nothing like this. This is hot.
Well, no, not at RTX for sale, but one of the girls had them on, is what I saw.
This is gorgeous.
Indeed. Indeed, madam, it is.
Wow. And look at that. That is beautiful. Do they have?
No, well, see, they don't have anything else. And see, that's the problem. We needed to get us a nice fashion designer who's willing to.
Yes, because that was my huge, huge complaint. And I actually griped at one of the guys when we were there at RTX that they had all these shirts and all this stuff for guys. And then one booth had like two shirts that might pass for a girl, though they're still guy cut. And there is a difference, people, between guy cut shirts and girl cut shirts.
Yes,
you don't have to believe me, but there is. Yeah. But the only thing they really had there for girls is this one booth in the very back corner. If you were looking, because usually you would overlook it because it was kind of off to the side, was a little stand that had jewelry. And it had like two necklaces and three sets of earrings on it, and that was it. Like, this is all you have for us girls? And there were a lot of girls there. There were a lot of girls.
This is because we still have a lot of our guys thinking. Guys, you know, women don't want to wear this stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love a good T-shirt, but there's a way to dress them up. And Dark says the necklaces are gorgeous. I cannot agree with you more. I want them. I would wear this every day. That just reminds me. Now, if you scroll down a little bit, I like the aprons. I'm hoping they're aprons. Please let them be aprons on that same page. Can you scroll down a little bit, Ginger?
Yes, and then I'll come back to those.
Scroll down, look right there.
Oh, my God. I would wear
adorable.
Those.
Adorable.
I would wear the hell out of those.
I would be cooking all the time. I'd be like, I need to cook
something. I just got a mesh builder's kit for mesh aprons inside Second Life.
So I know what you'll be doing. Do I need to buy extra land for a store next door, Ginger?
I actually have to sit down and do this first because I've got the stuff to do it. It's just doing it.
Yeah, you have the same syndrome I have. You know how to do it in theory, but doing it is different. It makes perfect sense when you're sitting down to do it. But
I know, because I was looking at these kits the other day. I was going over them, and of course the alpha layers. And I've begun tweaking with alpha layers because I buy some clothes sometimes that I think are really cute, but the alpha layers were cut for somebody else's body, not mine. So I have to go back and kind of modify the alpha layers or make my own alpha layers so that they fit. Because otherwise, I got bits and pieces that are hanging out that aren't supposed to be hanging out, or I move right and a boob pops out of nowhere. It's very
nice. Now, when you go back and show me those heels that you were looking at,
these aren't the exact ones, but these are the same way. Somebody took a comic book and cut out images and then layered them on this shoe with like Mod Podge.
Is this the shoe you were talking about? That right there?
Let me see.
You have screen pause. Is that the shoe you're talking about?
This is not the exact one.
But kind of same idea is what you're saying?
Yeah, same idea. Not the exact one, though. But I will pull up your thing now. I love those. I would totally wear these.
I know I would. What a black dress. So that you see my shoes and a matching bag.
Mm-hmm. That is so cute. All right, so what are you showing? Oh, look at her. Yes.
See, now that's rigged. Now, do you see the difference the way it lays on the back? It actually does lay on your back like that.
Yes.
That is lovely. That's what she called it, rigged mesh. But I understand the concept. Can I do it? No.
No, not yet. And this lady makes beautiful hairs. They don't exactly fit me right, but hey.
Well, see, if you knew how to modify the mesh, that's what she was saying. Once you learn and you understand it, you can go back and fix it and make it fit your head. And
really, because see, that's the deal. They always tell us you cannot resize them, you cannot change them. See, no modify, no nothing. So how she modified?
Look here, woman. There's always a way to do something in Second Life. It is, again, I stress, developer engine. It's not a matter of can you do it. It's how and when.
That's true. That is gorgeous.
Okay, now I'm all over Pinterest because every week when I come, a lot of you have been sending us stuff, which I like. Thank you. I like when you all love on us. So there's a whole lot of little gamer fashions and stuff and other little neat things. So you can't just be a pixie, so you also have to have your house looking right and tight too. So this is not really gamer, it's just really... flair. I'm going to give this to Ginger so she can show on screen. This is just flair, but it kind of looks kind of gamerish. What a nice way to have your door open.
Come on. You know, no, you don't want to do it like that. Join me window needs to be out of my way. You ever notice the join me window just seems like get in the way?
Yes.
I don't know why, but it does. Your screen is being shared.
Your screen is being shared. Look at that.
Oh, I like that.
See, you know, we're going to have to go back and have our gamer housing again now that we can let people see what we were looking at. Remember when we did that show? We were going nuts. Yeah, we have to go back and do that one again so that they can see.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. I have to find this picture. Where is it? Was it this? Oh, no. Wrong one. I am not going to find it now. You know what? All right, I've got one. I have to show you this desk, Corey. I have to. And I know I've got the screen on pause, da-da-da-da. Got to see this. This thing was the most beautiful, hottest, amazing thing.
Hottest, amazing?
Yes, hottest, amazing. Yahoo Mail, I hate you, dying of fire.
Ginger?
Oh, what? It was being a brat. It was not wanting to open what I want. Alright, you know what? Do you have some... Do you have something else? Because I'm going to have to look through. I can't find what I'm looking for.
Well.
There was a desk, and it was hot. It was gorgeous, and I don't know where the link is.
This is what I have, and this is the best one of these I've seen. I'm trying not to give it away at the same time until you see it.
Yes, I really do want to go to that link. I really do. I do. Go. Why are you being a pain of mine?
It doesn't want to let you.
It wants to be a pain in my tush. It needs to stop being a pain in my tush. Because then I want to stab it. All right, here we go. I got it. Here we go. I think it's my connection tonight, because I kept being dropped from APB, too. And I thought maybe it was APB, but maybe it's my connection. It's just being, she is gorgeous.
Okay, forget the girl. Look at what she's wearing, woman.
That outfit is amazing.
That is Wonder Woman.
That is high quality.
Yes.
Is that actual leather on her skirt?
That, I don't know what it is, but that's Wonder Woman meets Xena, I think. Because that's like Xena's
skirt.
That's
actual leather.
That is gorgeous. That's how you do cosplay, people. If you're going to do it, don't be trying to make it at home. I know you want to make it at your house.
Yeah, there were some of the people that showed up that were not. Yeah, they were trying to wear cosplay, and it just was not working well for them.
Mm-mm.
And I thought that one girl was doing cosplay, but I don't think she was doing cosplay.
Which one?
That had the pink hair and, like, the half-shaved side of the head, and...
Oh, no, she's just funky.
She was awesome, though. I liked her. But I saw her at the concert that night, too, and she was just down on the floor, dancing, shaking it.
That explains where she went, because she was around the corner where we were. But did you notice, this is Wonder Woman, again, Macy Zina. Look at the hand, the bracelets. Look at the sword. It looks, I don't know if it's real, but it looks real. Look at the breastplate. Guys, take notes. I don't know who made this.
I don't know, but they did beautiful work, whoever did this.
This is gorgeous.
I am in love with that shield.
Okay, apparently it's from Unreality Magazine. And there's a couple more pictures of her. Oh, God. Oh, okay, you got to look at this. See, this is what I'm talking about. If you all would just... And you, this you could wear every day if they just tone it down a little bit. Let me give Ginger the link. There's a couple more of Wonder Woman costumes.
Some of these other pictures, but...
Yeah, look at the... Go to this website. Scroll down the page here so they can see. This... The second one there down... If you can... Has it opened for you yet? Because I got mine open. Okay. Yeah, scroll down a little bit. It didn't like you, Ginger.
Apparently. See, I told y'all.
It didn't like you. It don't like you. Why, Ginger, why?
I don't think we meant to be looking at a...
Wonder Woman?
No, it was like... Seinfeld? Deadpool? Hold on, I don't know what happened. I'm going to go back for a second. Maybe I clicked on something by mistake.
I think you did. I think
that is awesome. Look at her headband.
This is the one I'm talking about. Now, if you take it, just say everyday wear. You want to do a Wonder Woman themed. You just take that little breastplate, maybe flatten it out a little bit, or make a necklace so that it hangs right there. So there's the homage. You can have the belt. Because, you know, if you're a fashionista, you might have a, you know, ostentatious belt and you ditch the lasso, you know, maybe save that for later when you are going to cosplay. But the jacket and the rest of it, wearable every day, even the headband.
Exactly, yes.
But some of you got to think outside the box. Anyway, I'm trying to ignore that ad over there. It's 10 ways. 10 reasons you should be a stripper. Okay, now, of course, now this one is going to be a little bit too much to wear every day. But, again, there's ways to get around it.
That headband would have to go.
Or at least you have to push it up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If you pushed it up, it would be good.
That chest piece would have to go, I think, a little bit.
That's what I was saying. Shrink it down to a necklace. It's just an eagle necklace. So you still have the homage to Wonder Woman, that it is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that big. They tell you all the time, fashion, stuff that you see on the runway, you can wear every day. It just needs to be toned down. Okay, people, it is time for us to go. We got about a minute left. So we will see you guys tomorrow morning. There will be more news and juicy things going on, because I saw some stuff while I was looking through last night.
I don't know if y'all talked about Ouya today, but yeah, I saw some stuff this afternoon.
We did, but we can talk more. All right, we see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning. Do try to stay out of trouble.
Somebody, give me this chick's number.
I will not.
Can't stay at home.